Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, the enemy who's trying to block your destiny is finished. Their attempts to cancel you are canceled. I am arresting their efforts and raining down my favor upon you. I have arrested the arrester standing against you. New life and abundant opportunities are now yours for the taking. You will not be stopped. You will rise above every obstacle and declare my goodness to the world. This is a season of reinvention, a time where I will take what you have and make it flourish. You may feel like the widow with a little oil and flour, but don't be discouraged. I'm the God of multiplication. I will take that meager offering and bring abundance beyond your wildest expectations. You are entering your coming out season. You will blossom like a plant that's pushed through the parched earth to reach the sunlight. This is the fulfillment of a long wait, a reward for enduring intense struggle. My promises in your life are coming to fruition. They're reaching their full potential. And don't be surprised if things unfold differently than you imagined. Trust that I am removing distractions, clearing away anything that might hinder your progress or take focus away from the path I've laid out for you. The enemy's lies about your capabilities or lack thereof and your future have no power here. This is your breakout season, a time of significant progress and accomplishment, says the Father. Prepare for a harvest unlike any you've seen before. Give me some cooperation. I'll give you some change. The seeds you faithfully sown will yield a bounty that exceeds your expectations, a harvest so plentiful it will seem to appear even before the seeds reach the ground. Don't give up. You felt the weight of these assignments and you've considered throwing in the towel, but I say to you, stay faithful. You were called and chosen for a purpose. Persevere. And the provision you need to fulfill that purpose will suddenly appear fully formed like the disciples arriving at land after the storm. Don't be discouraged by the slow pace or the lack of visible progress. Keep seeking my kingdom and everything else you need will follow. People who weren't on your side, who may have treated you poorly, they're going to be inextricably drawn to you. Those who shook their fist in your face are going to clap you on the shoulder and say, I was with you all the time. They will be compelled to act in your favor, leading to incredible outcomes you could have never orchestrated yourself. This is the power of my intervention in your life. Trust that I'm working behind the scenes, moving hearts and minds to bring about my will. Silence the doubts and the voices of negativity. Can you take yes for an answer? Can you accept that my timing is perfect, says the Father, even if it doesn't match your expectations? Let go of the less than mentality that whispers you don't deserve good things. That's a lie. I am the God that says, go first class all the way. I'm the God of abundance, and I bring more than you could ever ask or think. Prepare for an overflow of blessings, a plentiful harvest that will leave you speechless. This is your season, and you get to have it all. Believe it and receive it.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now. because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing and bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.